Richard King for breakfast.
If you have not registered in this project, then do it now while you have the opportunity. The minimum investment is only $350.
Well, it purports to be Dick Smith, but it's not. It's one of these AI scams, finance scams, and good to see that at least one company's trying to do something about it. That's Meta, and with more on that, joining me now, somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do, that's our IT and gadget guru who's got a terrific website, techguide.com.au, and the man behind it all is on the line, Stephen Fenwick. Good morning.
Morning, Richard. How you doing?
Yeah, terrific. And yourself?
Well, thanks, mate.
Good, good. Meta, and that well, they're the company behind Facebook. They've responded to this deepfake security scam thing, particularly finance ones. I think they took down in October something like 8,000 of them. So how are they going to tighten requirements for these scam ads, Stephen?
Well, I think it's they were aware of them to begin with, Richard. Let's be frank here, but they've now decided to clean them up because they were actually getting a lot of data and money out of these people that were posting them. So they've decided that it's time to take action, especially since there were legal action launched against them, including Andrew Forrest, the Aussie billionaire who took them to court. I think that's still before the court. So it's with AI and the deep fake now, it's really easy to create this sort of content. And when you then swing that into some sort of scam, it's yet another way that these cyber criminals are trying to entice people to give up their cash. So it's become quite sophisticated. So good to see that Meta's finally decided to be a little bit more strict on the platform, and they've got the algorithms that can detect all these kinds of things. And look, how many celebrities have volunteered for these kinds of schemes anyway? Let's be
yes.
Real. It's not rocket science to think that something like that is fake.
Yeah.
So Meta, they've got some pretty smart people working over there, have finally decided to actually get up and do something about it, which is good news.
Yeah, it is good news. Look, I saw the a segment on ABC TV 7:30 last night about this Roblox, which is a gaming app, and the point of it was that they're not included, gaming apps and also messaging apps, not included in this social media ban for under 16s in Australia, and yet, apparently, predators lurk on these particular gaming apps because in many of the games there are opportunities to engage with people playing their games and then suggest maybe they chat away from the game on another app, etc. And goodness knows what that can lead to.
Yeah.
But Roblox are just one of these gaming apps where apparently these predators do lurk.
Gaming I think has been in the government's rush to put this social media ban forward with the intention of trying to solve all the problems with that one action, they've totally missed the ball. They've totally dropped the ball with this, the other side of things, which is messaging, and in particular, as you mentioned, gaming. Like messaging is where a lot of trouble starts. Bullying, grooming, all this kind of stuff takes place. Yet WhatsApp, Messenger, text messaging, that hasn't been banned. That hasn't been taken as made part of this ban. But as you mentioned, on the gaming front, you know how many young kids are playing games and chatting to each other online?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people posing, predators posing as young people on these platforms, grooming people, talking to people. It's a real worry. And that's been completely missed by the social media ban. The one-size-fits-all solution they thought they came up with is actually, it's not going to solve anything. I think it's going to make more people, in the case of the social media ban for under-16s, there are a lot of people in that age bracket, under 16, that rely on social media to feel part of their community, communicate with family and friends, and now they're lost. They're cut off. Who's going to treat their mental health issues after this ban?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the other side of this. It's going to cut both ways. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the Roblox story, that's unbelievable that's going on.
Yeah.
Really needs some moderators and needs some people to really look right into it. But parents, I think, need to be aware that their child, if they're playing what appears to be an innocent game, could be talking to some pervert who's posing as a 10-year-old.
Yes, who's suggesting that maybe they get together on another platform away from the game. And
who knows what that could lead to.
Yes, yeah.
It's a real issue, and nothing that the social media ban will go near. It won't touch it.
Scary yeah. stuff, scary stuff. Chrissy, just around the corner, I know you do your 12 days of Christmas, and I think first up you've got cameras. I thought cameras were almost obsolete because the ones on phones are so good now, Stephen.
Well, yeah, well, the cameras we're talking about here are really something, take the type of videos and photos that your smartphone really can't. And we're talking about things like action cameras, like the Osmo Action 5, the GoPro. We've also got some SLR cameras, so people who want a bit more out of their camera than just what's on their smartphone. I've also included the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, which have cameras in them too, so their camera also. So this sort of works where you can actually say, hey, Meta, take a photo when you're wearing them. It'll take a photo. Hey, you'll say, you can ask, hey, Meta, what am I looking at? It'll respond to what it sees in front of the camera as well.
Yeah.
So they've got Bluetooth, so you can listen to music, answer your calls as well. So,
put on your sunnies, listen to music, and take photographs all at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can do it all. So, well, the idea is sort of you're wearing them. I own a pair of these. You're wearing them, so they've got good sunglasses. They're the Wayfarers.
Yeah.
And you don't need to pull out your phone. You can still be in the moment, enjoying what you're looking at, and still take your photos and videos, whatever you need, without having to touch your phone.
It's voice controlled, the camera and the phones, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can say, hey, Meta, take a photo. Hey, Meta, shoot a video. You can say, hey, Meta, take a photo and share it on Instagram.
Wow.
And boom, it's in your story. It's in there. You don't have to do anything.
All right. You can read all about it on techguide.com.au. And look, I know you love your tellies and your gadgets. I've got a 65-inch, and I've had that for a few. Become a Jurassic Park television now. They're up to, what, 110 inches now, this new high sense?
110 inches, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a look at this TV. They actually had to put it in a hotel room for me to see it properly. It was remarkable, this big 110-inch TV, the Hisense 110UX. So, yeah, there's a photo of me standing next to it just to give it some scale. It's one of the biggest TVs on the market. I think TCL sell a 115-inch TV.
Wow, okay.
So 110-inch, this is kind of responding to the growing demand for bigger TVs. I think nowadays, I think your entry point would be a 75-inch TV, I think, nowadays. It's sort of getting bigger, with 85 and 100-inch now becoming the most popular sizes, the fastest growth in those sizes. Hisense has really delivered with this TV. And by the way, it's $25,000 TV, so it's not sort of something you're going to be able to afford. It's 25 grand.
Yeah.
But it's remarkable technology that I think will then become, it'll filter down and become a bit more affordable in the future. But really amazing picture, great sound quality. I was surprised by the sound quality. They've got like speakers all around it, and the top up firing, and down the side, and subwoofers, and all over. A really great experience, mate. So you can read my story on Tech Guide, and I've done a little video about it too.
And look, they now have 8K, don't they? There's 8K,
yes.
But can the average person, particularly as you get older, I mean, can you actually see the difference and detect the difference?
You can, and 8K only really works if you've got a really big TV. If you've got like a 65-inch, you're not going to really notice the difference, but with the larger TV that's got room for more pixels, you really do notice the improvement in the detail. But the biggest problem is, Richard, there's no content out there at the moment. There's no one producing 8K content. You can see the odd bit of content on YouTube if you want to do that, but it's not like they're making movies in 8K, and so having the pixels is one thing, but having the content to watch on it to showcase it is another, and unfortunately it's just not there at the moment.
No, well, at $25,000, I think I'll wait till they become a bit cheaper.
This TV's 4K. This isn't 8K. This is
4K. No,
TV.
But I'm just saying the $25,000.
Oh, yeah, okay. you're doing pretty well, mate. You can be able to afford a couple of these.
Yeah. One for every room, eh? All right, mate. Oh, look, any opinion on Laurie Daly taking over as New South Wales State of Origin coach?
Yeah, mate, he's a real blues man, mate. I think good news that he's going to be the coach. I think he'll do really well. And I like how he's surrounding himself with really good people too. Craig Bellamy, like people who are know a little bit about the game and are true New South Wales people. So I think he needs to sort of start a bit of a legacy, mate. Just get a bit of a dynasty happening, get a good squad together, and really move forward.
A decade.
I'm excited. I think he'll do well.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. Go the Blues. A decade ruled by the Blues would be nice. All right, mate. Always good to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Take care.
Stephen Fenwick, his website, techguide.com.au.